This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's take this a step further, because I brought this up yesterday about the Celtics, and now it's happened. The Boston Celtics had not gotten punched in the face right. in 2 years. Last year,
in
the postseason, even the regular season, when are you getting punched in the face in the regular season? As a defending champion, there's no such thing as being punched in the face. But last year, when they won an NBA title, they never trailed. Never trailed. They were always ahead or even in the series they competed in. They never lost a game one at home. They would lose a game two at home. They would lose a game three on the road. So they never trailed. And what I thought was really important when talking about this yesterday was, can the Knicks be the first team since the Heat of 2 years ago, when the Heat beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals, built a 3-0 lead, and then held on for dear life, can they be the first team to just punch them in the face and see how they respond?
Right, and then, but it's important to punch them again. It's one thing to do it one time on the road.
Of course, you got to punch them three more times.
You got to do it three more times.
You got to do it three more times, but the Celtics have not faced that kind of adversity in 2 years. And so tomorrow night in Boston, I'd be curious to see how they respond to that adversity, something they're not used to. Now, yesterday, if you were listening to the New York Yankees game on the radio right here on WFAN, you would hear Susan Waldman. And she did not hold back when expressing her disgust at the idea that Spike Lee was at the Met Gala and not watching the Knicks game. Take a listen.
I was watching. I had it on. It's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. Who was good so far?
Oh, just about everybody. Spike Lee had on a Knicks cap, which was kind of cool. Pitch inside. He had a nice outfit on, ball three to judge.
Wait a minute. He's at the Met Gala and not in Boston to see the Knicks?
He's probably got a pocket TV with him.
A pocket TV with a Dave pocket TV.
Do they still have those things?
No, it's called a phone.
I know, I'm just saying. But he said pocket TV.
No, I know he did.
I remember those things when they first came out.
Me too, by the way. Susan expressed the opinion of many New Yorkers, which was not anger at Spike Lee. I don't think people are angry at Spike Lee. I think people are disappointed in Spike Lee.
Why?
Because Spike Lee is a true Knicks fan. And I got nothing but respect for his Knicks fandom. He goes to every game. He goes on the road. Even when they were terrible, like when half the people who now have Knicks fever didn't even know the Knicks still existed, Spike Lee was there. The Eddie Curry era, Spike Lee was there. The David Lee era, Spike Lee was there. So I have the utmost respect for his fandom.
Right.
But.
I do too.
But.
And you should, because he's everywhere.
I agree. But the Met Gala over Game 1 Knicks Celtics?
Can I defend Spike for a second? My buddy Spike?
Which means you're going up against Susan Waldman?
I guess so.
Yes, go ahead.
So Spike goes to games in a specific way.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it is. Front row.
Yeah.
Got to be sitting right there in the front row. What are the chances that the Boston Celtic, I don't know, ticket office, or whoever he happened to maybe know in the front office, is giving him courtside seats?
Oh, I think he'd get
the Boston. Really?
I think he'll be there tomorrow. If he's there tomorrow.
I bet he couldn't get him.
If he's there tomorrow.
I bet he couldn't get him.
Okay, but if he's there tomorrow, you take an L.
Why?
Because you're saying he couldn't get the tickets,
it's
but
game
tomorrow.
Two.
What does that mean?
It's not game one.
So you're saying he couldn't get the tickets for game one, but he'd be there for game two?
Yes.
Hogwash.
Why does he need tickets? Why can't he simply relax and watch the game?
What do you mean?
Why does he need to be at the Met Gala, period, when the Knicks are playing a game one?
I don't know.
Because here's the only answer I would say.
Yeah.
Spike Lee is synonymous with the Knicks. Timothy Chalamet skipped the Met Gala last night as a Knicks fan because the Knicks were playing.
I think he made Spike look bad.
So he didn't.
He totally said
But he wasn't anywhere else. He was at home?
Watching the Knicks game because he is not missing his Knicks play against the Celtics in a game one. And yet Spike, we love you, Spike. You opted to rub elbows with celebrities last night. Timothy Chalamet said, I've done Wonka. Good enough for me.
And he not sent, but his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, was there without him. What makes Timothy more of a regular guy than that?
How do you know they didn't just get into a fight or something?
No, but I'm just saying, like, how many times do we want to get out of something, but usually it's going to a stupid birthday party or something. Timothy's like, I'm not going to this Met Gala around all these celebrities. Let my girlfriend go. I'm going to watch the Knick game. It's very relatable.
So
I appreciate him for that.
He picked
and
the priorities.
And he traveled to Detroit.
Yeah. No, he picked the priorities.
Maybe he just didn't care about the pomp and circumstance of it.
Well, what is the Met Gala? Can you explain it?
It's a fundraiser for... I forget what they raise money for, but I went one time in my life.
Okay, how was that?
I was bored out of my mind.
Did you dress like incredibly amazing?
No, I just wore a nice suit.
Because it seems like it's known for its fashion.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not. It's just a charity event?
It's known for its fashion, but it is a charity event.
Interesting, okay.
But I couldn't tell you what happened in that charity event.
Now, do you feel
bad?
I was
sitting next to Andre 3000, which was pretty damn cool.
That is pretty cool.
But I was, you just these massive long tables outside of the outside, you know, red carpet, the walk, and everybody's looking pretty and gorgeous and whatever. Even once you're in the event, it's like, what's going on?
So
like,
why would Spike pick that over watching a Knicks game?
I don't know. Maybe it was a cause that he felt passionate about.
See, that's the only thing that could cause hesitation, guys. Like, if he's really into the cause and he's like, look, I love my Knicks.
Does he always go? That's the question.
I have not studied the history of Spike Lee's Met Gala attendance, but it did jump out at everybody that the guy who is truly a great Knicks fan was not watching the Knicks game because he was at an event. But I think, Tiki, you're going to be right. I think it's going to be the charity means a lot.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I think if you're Spike Lee and the charity means a lot to you, I think a public statement on social media would have loved to have been at the Met Gala tonight, whatever charity, this is the check I'm writing, but my attention needs to be with my New York Knicks. And I actually think people behind the charitable cause would rally more. Hey,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
He's still taking care of the charity, but he's letting us know.
Didn't you go to a Billy Joel concert during a Yankee playoff game?
I did. Was I photographed in Yankee hats? Was I photographed in Yankee shirts? Like certain update anchors around here screaming and yelling during Piano Man? I did not. I sat there and I said, this is wrong of me, but I'm taking care of my wife and I got to take the slings that come with it, so I'm slinging back here.
So you could avoid watching a big sporting event as long as you're not wearing the apparel the team playing the sporting event?
Once you're wearing the Knicks hat, you're bringing attention to, I'm still repping my Knicks tonight, but they're not as important as what I'm doing now.
Right.
To me, I think if you want to go to the Met Gala, just wear the suit and say, look, this is a long-standing commitment, is what it is, you guys are going to crush me. You can't bring attention to the Knicks at the Met Gala. Same thing with any fool wearing Knicks jerseys at Yankee Stadium last night.
So apparently he goes regularly.
Say it again?
Apparently he goes to the Met Gala regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, this is just something that happened to fall on game one.
Are you saying it's okay?
I think he couldn't get tickets. That's what I'm saying.
Come on. That's not the reason. That's the one I don't buy.
Someone was like, hey, Spike, we got front, you know, courtside front row seat tickets for you in Boston.
Yeah.
I promise you he's
But
gone.
He's going to get those tickets for game two and game five and seven if they happen.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's not game one.
Well, what does that mean?
It's just, I don't know, the Boston game Celtics one fan was wants the, to go.
I'll tell you why that's BS, by the
it
way.
Was, they were having a party
nah,
up there.
I think
they were going to destroy the Knicks.
I'll tell you why you're dead wrong about this. I heard a lot of Knicks fans there for game one. There were more Knicks fans in that building than I certainly expected.
Really?
Yes.
More than Detroit.
No doubt. There were loud Let's Go Knicks chants.
It's a drive to Boston.
No, I get that, but I didn't think access to tickets.
10 hours.
I get that, but I didn't think access to tickets would be doable. Mm. Because in Philly, they didn't even sell out. So it was easy to just go to the box office and fill up whatever they call that place now. But in Boston, there's such a hot ticket, it's usually very difficult to get tickets. But there were a lot of Knicks fans there. So I think your ticket idea is dead wrong. Now, if you want to tell me, hey, look, he prioritizes this because it's an important charity for him, I'll buy that more than he can't get tickets.
Maybe he DVR'd the game.
You think he did?
Probably not. By the way.
If he did, I would have great respect for him.
He watched it from a pocket television.
Right.
Another subtle thing here, and I'm going to dunk this one. I think we could settle that the Mets are now big brother in town because diehard Yankee fan Spike Lee was at the Met Gala. So, not only was he not watching the Knicks, he's at an event that says Met in front of it.
Does that
not
count,
even watching the Yankee game?
Does
either.
That count, Tiki, as another Tommy terrible take
yeah,
today?
Yeah, that's a terrible take.
Okay. Ooh. Met Gala proves Mets fandom. Very good.
Especially because they won.
Let's go to Marco in Connecticut, who was at the game last night up in Boston. How was that experience, Marco?
It was a movie. Oh, my gosh. My emotions were going crazy in that game. You know, beginning of the game, before it started, the Celtics fans were very cocky, very arrogant, you know, chirping, you know, we're going to win tonight, right? You came all this way. Like, I don't know, man, we, you know, we got a fighter's chance. And they played with so much fight, so much fight. Those Celtics fans left very disappointed, and it felt so good to see them walk out so upset. And Knicks fans came out, and Evan, I got tickets maybe 3 hours before the game. I checked the Game Time app. They were pretty good price, and we were there. Knicks fans were there representing. It was crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, good job. And now, when they won the game, all right, so when Mikal Bridges pulls off the steal to seal it, how did you act leaving the building? Did you scream and yell like a lunatic? Were you very quiet about it because you were in another team's building? Like, how'd you handle it?
Yeah. So I was pretty quiet. You know, when the game initially ended right away, I was pumped up, you know, screaming, yeah, let's go Knicks. But walking out, I wasn't going too crazy because, you know, at the end of the day, it's one game. We didn't win the series, you know, and I just kept telling myself that. But, man, if that was home, that would have been – oh my gosh, crazy! But
no, I can imagine.
I was keeping it. I was keeping it in. I've never been to a game like that before, and it was amazing. Let's go!
Well,
Knicks,
good
man.
For you, man. I'm glad you had a really good time. My advice would be not that I've ever been in Boston where my playoff team wins. Actually, I was in Foxborough. Does that count?
Yeah, of course it counts.
Yeah, I was quiet until they really started to leave. Because the one thing about Bostonians, much like New Yorkers too, is that you don't want to run into the wrong drunk one.
That's true.
You know, you don't want to get too cocky right. And have the wrong drunk person right. Who just...
And then six of his friends.
Right. And then six of his rowdy friends. Mm-hmm. But that is an incredible, incredible experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.